Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call of Indocount Industries Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K.R. Lalpuria, Executive Director and CEO of Indocount Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to all of you to the Indocount Industries Q3 and 9-month FY23 earnings call. I have with me Mr. Muralidharan, our CFO, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. Happy to connect with you all once again to discuss the Q3 and 9-month FY23 performance. Let me start with the industry and business scenario during Q3 and 9-month FY23. The quarter gone by has been challenging for us and the industry. High inflation coupled with muted holiday season spends affected the business environment in the global markets. The industry situation is still challenging due to the continuity of geopolitical situations. Inflation remains a key challenge to consumers and will continue to be an issue in the near future. Due to this, consumers are spending on essential products rather than discretionary purchases. However, lower raw material prices and a decrease in freight cost and improvement in supply chain will lead in improving overall competitiveness of our business. There may be short-term challenges. However, Indocount as a company is fully ready with our team, capacity, and capabilities to service our global client base. Domestic scenario. As Indian economy is in better shape and improving, the domestic demand will have an uptick. Therefore, opportunities to develop local brands in home textiles are immense. The market is getting more organized. Middle class aspirations are growing, and with increased new home sales and a changing lifestyle, this will see a very good growth in overall consumption. We anticipate our domestic brands, Boutique Living and Layers, will meet this growing demand, and in the next 4-5 years, we will have an almost double-digit percentage of our revenue coming from domestic sales. Coming to our recent performance. Due to global demand disruption, our volumes for the quarter were impacted. The reduction in volumes in the quarter has impacted the margins due to under absorption of fixed cost. We observe an upward trend in Q4 FY23 volumes, hence we are providing a guidance of 73 to 75 million meters for the full year, thus achieving a flattish revenue in FY23. Our margins on current 9 months will be sustained for FY23. Our ongoing efforts to manage our working capital efficiently is showing result. Our plans for net debt reductions are on track. I am happy to share that CARE Ratings has upgraded our long-term bank facilities to CARE AA- with a stable outlook from CARE A+ with a positive outlook. Now I would like to highlight our updates on B2C and D2C sales strategy. The company continues to remain laser focused on increasing our share in the e-commerce and branded business both locally and globally. We are focusing on brand promotion globally and in India through our 10 active brands. Our licensed brand Jasper Conran is getting good traction in the markets. we will be promoting Gaayam, our other licensed brand in USA this season. With new innovation and technological capabilities, we will further strengthen our brand offerings. Our share of the branded business is slowly improving in the overall revenue mix. We believe we will be able to maintain our fashion utility institutional business of value-added goods at similar levels at 19% in our overall revenue of FY23. Let me update you on the brownfield CapEx. Increase in home textile capacity at Kolhapur facilities from 90 million meters to 108 million meters, and the CapEx for commensurate sewing facilities and TOB, top of the bed capacity, are on track and will be completed by Q4 FY23. This will help us to serve our customers better and also increase the value-added mix in the business. ESG initiatives. Being sustainable is no longer a cost of doing business. It is a catalyst for innovation, growth, new market opportunity, and wealth creation. We intend to build up the best practices to achieve traceability of raw materials across the supply chain. We participated in United Nations Global Compact India and Accenture-led CEO study on sustainability for 2022. We maintained our CDP performance as one of the world's largest global disclosure platform, Carbon Disclosure Project, and received B score, which is higher than the average C for companies across Asia as well as the globe for taking coordinated actions on climate issues. Awards and recognition. I am happy to share that our domestic brand, Boutique Living, has received Best Brand Award 2022 by the Economic Times at the fifth edition of the Economic Times Best Brands 2022 conclave. Now let me share with you our consolidated financial performance. Kindly note the previous period's 9-month FY22 figures are restated on account of ROSCTL one-time benefit of rupees 49.99 crores. Total income, rupees 662 crores in Q3 FY23 versus rupees 787 crores in Q3 FY22. Total income, rupees 2,233 crores in 9-month FY23 versus 2,242 crores in 9-month FY22. EBITDA of rupees 78 crores in Q3 FY23 versus rupees 146 crores in Q3 FY22. EBITDA of rupees 339 crores in 9-month FY23 versus rupees 392 crores in 9-month FY22. EBITDA margins stood at 11.8% in Q3 versus 18.6% in Q3 FY22. EBITDA margins stood at 15.2% in 9-month FY23 versus 17.5% in 9-month FY22. PAT rupees 38 crores in Q3 FY23 versus rupees 71 crores in Q3 FY22. PAT of rupees 182 crores in 9-month FY23 versus rupees 273 crores in 9-month FY22. EPS. We report an EPS of rupees 9.19 in 9-month FY23. Now that's all from my side. I now leave the floor open for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on volume guidance provided by you of 73 to 75 million meters for FY23. So with that, I guess you would be doing kind of 20 million meters volume in Q4, which is much better than this current quarter volumes. So would you regard this quarter volumes of 15 million meters to be the bottom? Things would be only improving from here back to 20 million meters volume?
Yes, this quarter was one-off. You see, with the kind of muted demand in the marketplace, and so we see an improved trend, and that's why we have been able in our Q4 to perform better.
Okay, and beyond Q4, like Q1, Q2, next year?
Of course, beyond Q4 also things are improving. There are positivity in the marketplace. As raw material is decreasing, prices are decreasing, the freight cost has decreased, and overall supply chain situation is improving. Our customers' inventory pipeline is also getting reduced to certain extent. So with all this positivity, and we are also market ready, so we expect that we should do better in the coming FY24 as compared to FY23.
Okay, sure. So thank you for that. My next question is on the realizations, which are like up by 20% this quarter. Like with declining cotton prices, should we expect realizations for our company to come down, or we can take realizations at the level going forward also?
No, certainly, like we are working upon value-added growth. As we mentioned into our different strategies on B2C, D2C, licensed brand, domestic brand, and the overall innovation and technological capabilities which we currently have, and as we develop further our promotion of licensed brand, we intend to improve, you know, our margin going forward. And this like is seen into how we have maintained our gross margin also during the year in spite of challenging times. So our entire efforts will be see how we further promote our value-added goods in the coming future.
Okay, so the fashion utility would be 19%. Going forward, can we assume upwards of 20%?
Yeah, our efforts is to, as we mentioned earlier, that we intend to take it up to almost 30% of our revenues in the future. So our emphasis will be on how we can further promote the fashion utility and institutional bedding, which is finding a good traction. And we are also building a TOB capacity so that our focus will be on to see how we further add value to our business.
Okay. And so just last question from my side. Could you provide some color on your debt levels as on December and also on your working capital days?
So the net debt on 31st December stood at 684 crores.
Okay.
As compared to 762 crores reported on 30th September.
Okay, and the working capital days would be?
That we will provide you offline.
Okay, and that's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a stronger profitability this quarter as compared to, you know, what is the industry going through in terms of lower profitability. So I just wanted some color on how we can see this margins performance going forward.
See, as I mentioned, you know, our emphasis will be Prerna to focus on value-added goods growth. And we have seen some colors like we have been able to maintain the 19% of our revenue mix from fashion, utility and institutional bedding in spite of this challenging year. So whatever our licensed brand promotions as well as our domestic brand growth will provide us definitely a positive margin. Also, I had mentioned about that the stability of the raw material prices happening currently as well as the reduction in the freight rate and the improvement in overall supply chain will help us, you know, into building our competitiveness and our market share. And thereby, once we improve our market shares and volumes, definitely it will absorb the expenses too. This will help us to, you know, further elevate our margins going forward.
Okay, but will our sustainable margin range continues to remain between 15-16%? That stance continues?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So my second question is on the demand. Could you give some color on how the demand scenario is now panning out between various types of retailers like big box retailers and departmental stores and between US and Europe and Australia where you have presence? So some color on demand that could help us understand how mass segment, mid-premium, premium, what is moving to get some color on the same.
So that we all know that the demand has been muted mostly because of the mass merchants. The lower income bracket, people earning $60,000 to $80,000 have been hard hit. And their wallet size has shrunk and whatever they were left with has been spent on essentials. So the mass merchants were badly hit. The departmental stores are still sustaining the businesses. The specialty stores and especially the clubhouses had good businesses. And the e-commerce also did well. So the licensed brand and the national brands also did well comparatively in this financial year. So I would say that going forward as things start improving on the inflation side, their wallet size returning to normal will help the mass merchants demand going up. So that will help the business to normalize.
Okay. Okay. And any pressure seen in terms of working capital days wherein customers are asking for, you know, lower sizes or just in time so you have to maintain higher inventory or something like that?
No, as a company focus, you know, see, we have a robust balance sheet. So we always invest into supply chain and elevating our customer services. So we invest into supply chain. And in today's world, supply chain is the key to your success, full service. And as a company, we have been investing into the supply chain, which we have maintained. And going forward also, we will invest into it. So whatever is required in order to provide security of supply chain to the customer, we as a company will invest into it.
Okay, that makes sense. And so last question is on synergies between GHCL and your company. How is the cross-marketing of products between two customer bases is happening? Any color on that?
See, I am happy, Prerna, to say that the intertwining and integration is working very well for us as far as GHCL concerned. So whatever long-term strategy which we had spelled out, and because of that which we acquired these assets, are working very well for our company from a long-term standpoint. And the team is fantastic and the product range is very good. And with the intertwining of the product mix between our two companies is working on very well and the customer are getting more confident. And whichever customer they were working with are feeling more now secured and going forward, they will embrace our entire product basket mix. So we are quite positive about how the entire acquisition is shaping up and will play an important role into delivering our next level of growth.
Great. Thank you, sir. I'll come back to the question queue, and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhineet from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So first, I have my question is, what is the CapEx for 2023 and 2024, and what would be the corresponding debt levels at the end of 2023?
See, we are spending most of our CapEx by Q4 FY 2023, and which we have already explained in our, you know, investor deck, so you can refer to that. As far as FY 2024 is concerned, it will be routine capital expenditure. So whatever CapEx was needed for our building our capacities and capabilities, we have invested so far in the last couple of years. And with that, we have repositioned ourselves as a very strong player into delivering the next level of growth.
Debt levels, expected debt levels at the end of this year?
The debt levels, if you totally compare with the acquisition, you know, will definitely improve, which we will provide you in our H2, you know, results. So it will, we'll be better to, you know, provide you those numbers, because currently the cotton season is going on. We have to invest into building our raw material and investing into other areas where we maintain the security of the supply chain. So we'll be better off to provide you the net debt, you know, as we move forward. But as we mentioned in our press release and our investor deck, we are on track towards reduction of both our inventory levels and the net debt.
So, you know, my next question is on that. Basically, what is the inventory level of the cotton that you are carrying out in terms of months or something?
We had earlier informed that we carried inventories till December, and we are now in the process of buying new crop, which will only play out in from Q1 onwards, because whatever crop which we will buy in Q4 will be helpful for us in delivering the Q1 results. So the impact would be coming next year. Definitely, the inventory levels are reducing and they are on track, but, you know, we always have to see that how we can maintain the inventory levels to certain levels where we can service the customer better.
So as of December, I mean, in terms of inventory days or something, whatever, you know, internal measurement is there, what is that number that we are carrying? I think end of 4Q, obviously, that will be higher because you need to have more crops at that time. So presently, are we light? That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, certainly, Abhineet. See, the thing is, as on 31/12, we had an inventory level of 1,068 crores. But post that, we had acquisition of GHCL inventory as well. So overall, when we report our inventory levels post H2 results, you will be at a better position. But I can say currently that the reduction in inventory levels and the debt levels are on track.
Okay. Secondly, can you throw some more light in terms of how has 4Q demand being, you know, demand started versus, say, at the start of 3Q? Is there some improvement in the demand scenario right now?
Certainly, the retailers are looking. They seem to be more enthusiastic when we had this Hyperfest show in January and during Market Week also in the U.S. in September. So they are looking at new innovations and creativity to see how they can offer their customer more solution. So certainly they were not chasing goods, but they were reducing their inventory level, which is visible because of the muted demand from them. And certainly as the market, you know, as their pipeline is getting reduced day by day, we believe that, you know, they are better off than what they were, and the demand once improves will bring back normalization.
Thanks, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Nishit Deepak Jain from SNJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I would like to understand what was the cost of raw material cotton in quarter three in comparison to quarter two?
It was around 85,000.
In quarter three?
In Q3.
Okay. And what about quarter two?
Quarter two was a little bit lower side, which was around 75,000 plus.
So as we understand, the cotton prices are lowering. So in quarter four, it will definitely be better. It will be on the lower side.
Lower, certainly it would be lower. But okay. But you see, what you need to look at is our net raw material cost, our gross margin. Yes. Because you see, there will be always up and down, different cotton being used at different point of time.
Right.
Different qualities are being used at different time. The product mix keep on changing. The demand keeps on changing. So what we need to look at is whether the company is able to maintain their gross overall gross margin, which we have been able to do so.
Right. Okay. And the second thing is on the freight cost. So significant decrease in the freight cost in quarter four also. Is it right to say?
Of course, like this will bring in more competitiveness, I would rather say, you know, because the freight was getting, you know, to an abnormal level, which was impacting our overall exports and servicing the customer. So the freight cost and the raw material cost keeps on dynamically changing, you know, all the time. But definitely it will improve both from a cost standpoint as well as our competitiveness standpoint.
And the last thing is regarding, as we know, the issue faced in Pakistan and all, will there be any impact if the orders may shift to India to companies like ours and other peer companies? Are you seeing any impact on that?
See, we also do hear such things, you know, but definitely Pakistan is well positioned in EU and UK, and they are well entrenched into those markets, and they are also well entrenched into the lower end of the market. Textile is their main base and industry, and definitely if they are unable to supply, you know, definitely it will be an advantageous India, just like when we speak about China plus one strategy, so it will become a Pakistan one plus one strategy. So definitely there will be gain if somebody from the peer group loses market share. But, you know, they are into the lower end of the business. And secondly, you see, many of the times, you know, the market tends to, you know, change to other lower cost producing countries. So India is positioned into the mid to high end. Okay. Only when the FTA gets signed with EU and UK, the real gain from Pakistan's market share will fall into Indian lap.
Okay, that will be all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my question. I have a couple of questions. Sir, this quarter we have reported, this year we would be reporting anywhere around 3,000 crores of top line. In near future, as things, which is more or less, this 3,000 crores of top line is more or less equivalent to 50% of capacity utilization. Well, we would be reporting around 3,000 crores of top line for this year.
Yes.
Which is more or less equivalent to 50% of our capacity, given the total capacity, I mean GHCL plus our old capacity, including the expansion. So do we, by when do we see, if things improve, us reaching a target of around $1 billion of top line and our margins around peak margins of around 18% to 20%?
See, good question. You know, it's a very positive question, and certainly we are working on those objectives and goals only. The acquisition intent was to bring about, you know, the next level of growth, as you rightly said, towards making our company a $1 billion revenue company and with a good margin growth, of course. But our first priority is to see how we consume our capacity to the optimum level and to the best level, and we are working upon that. We have got a good customer base, we have got a good product base, we are a focused company, our balance sheet is robust, we have invested into good assets, our team is superb, and our products are world class. We are exporting to 54 countries. So with all this positivity, and India also is placed in an advantageous situation as a textile producing country and a textile supplying country. So with all this positivity, we will see to it that how we consume our capacities which we have invested upon, and see that we take our company to the next level, and should be, why not, a $1 billion revenue company.
So any tentative deadline or target?
See, deadline we have given when we acquired GHCL, that, you know, the additional revenue from the GHCL acquisition will be almost like 1,500-1,600 crores. And with our capex also, with the additional capacity, we'll be increasing our revenues by almost 600 crores. So the overall additional revenue, if you look at in today's context, of 75 million and 3,000 crores, if you double it, safely we can say that, you know, we'll be almost at a 6,000 crore level in the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Secondly, we have acquired a spinning mill too. So with this acquisition and the expansion which is ongoing, both in-house or old company and the new acquisition, how much integrated would we be?
No, integration will happen. No, see, the entire reason for synchronizing, for integration is synchronizing our efficiencies. If whatever we can produce at either of the factories more efficiently, we will interchange.
So how much
build upon, we will build upon the, you know, the efficiencies in such a way that we can service the customer more competitively and more efficiently. And it is happening, as I mentioned in my previous answer, that we are very happy to state that the integration has happened very quickly for us, and it is coming to a good shape. Once the demand improves, definitely we will benefit from it.
No, I agree about the intention. My question is, what percentage of our total requirement would be sufficed domestically, in-house?
Pranav Aditya, I missed to say that, you know, with the integration of Pranav Aditya, the amalgamation, we should be able to at least have 25% of yarn requirement in-house. Sorry,
what was our earlier share?
No, the earlier was like on 90 million. No, once we acquire the total, I am saying about in 153 million, it will be 25%.
All over, including both earlier yarn spinning mill and the Pranav Aditya acquisition, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And my third question was, you mentioned that our value-added products are around 19-20%. So, as this increases to 30%, as you mentioned, by you, would we be able to improve our margins?
Of course. Why not? That is the whole idea behind it. You know, increasing the sales on the fashion bedding, utility and institutional bedding. Why would not gain much more margin? Those are value-added products.
So tentatively, how we can reach from say 16% now, where can we reach?
No, that guidance we cannot give at the moment. There are so many moving pieces, you know. But definitely, you see, when you make value-added products in the business, apart from commodity, you always get to gain on the margin side. So definitely, the entire emphasis is on how we can add value to our business and make a value-added growth.
True, but just wanted to understand what is the improved margin.
We cannot provide you improved. I did mention that the margins will get improved. No, it is anybody's guess.
Sure, sure. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Neeral Savai from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to the standalone operations. So this quarter, our margins for standalone is very low. And also, if we look at the profitability there, is significantly lower. So is there any reason behind that? But how do we read the overall results? Because generally, standalone is a bulk of overall profit.
So I think you should read this one, you know, numbers in for 9 months. Quarters, there could be variations due to product mix. But if you read the 9 month numbers, I think it's more stable and you'll be able to get the answer right.
Right, because for the 9 months, it's more or less in sync with what the historical trend was.
But this happens because of the product mix and so many variables. Numbers keep moving. But you look at a wholesome picture of nine months, it will answer our this one. I think this is better.
And also you see, we serve omni-channel. And we serve also ex-US distribution. So definitely when we consolidate, it would give you a more clear picture because whatever FOB businesses and ex-US businesses get consolidated, then only you will get a clear picture.
Okay, so in case if you sell it to one subsidiary and inventory is lying in that subsidiary, then maybe the standalone would be lower, but the consolidated would be better than that. Is that the right way to look at it?
Yes, because you see, customers like they need to service goods out of the U.S. warehouse also. And for US, in U.S. we have e-commerce business also. So when it gets sold, it gets consolidated.
The inventory was lying in subsidiaries, which was maybe a couple of quarters back sold to subsidiaries, and now that the acquisition has happened, is that the way to look at it, or how do we get that?
Yes. Like we are doing, as we mentioned all the way along, there are certain customers who buy FOB also. There are certain customers who buy at US warehouse also. So there will be inventory servicing from US warehouse also.
Oh, got it. So this is something which is a normal thing. It can happen. So we need to look at
normal thing. So that's why you have seen that wherever we give consolidated result, because that will give you a clear cut picture.
All right. Got it. All right. So that's it from us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Devendra Pandey from DP Financial Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So my first question is on our licensed brand contribution. So how do you see licensed brand contribution growing in the next 2-3 years as a percentage of revenue?
See, we have mentioned, you know, Devendra, that we have 10 strong active brands And we keep on adding licensed brand as per the market demand from our customers and looking at the fashion trend as well as how we can service our customers much better with the licensed brand as well. So those strategies, you know, spell out when we acquire a license to for brand promotion. So certainly they are doing very well. We had launched Jasper Conran last year. It is getting a good traction. And secondly, we have launched Gayam at the last market week, which we will be promoting this season. And it is also responding very well. And there are other product brands which we are selling, like Infinity and Signature Satin and Pure Earth, etc., which are doing quite well. So our overall, you know, brand portfolio is helping us to improve our promotion of, you know, overall licensed brands in the marketplace. So definitely they are doing well. I cannot give you the exact numbers as such. But the overall brand strategy is working very quite well for us. And we might have, you know, a couple of more licensed brands going forward, either in this year or the next year.
Okay. And sir, as various free trade agreements are getting signed, are you planning to add any new geography in our portfolio?
Absolutely. Like, you see, Indian government already has established, you know, free trade agreements with Australia and UAE. So we are seeing an uptick in their demand from those customers. We are discussing with U.K., which is pretty close to get established. So U.K. also market will open up. EU, we are having advanced negotiation, and Canada too, where we are paying 17% duty as compared to Bangladesh. So that also will help us, you know, improve our market share over there. So certainly this FTAs will provide a big boost to, you know, how we export, you know, more textile products to these countries. And definitely our market shares, which are meager over there, like almost to 4-5%, will definitely improve, just like, you know, what we have done in USA. You see the results yourself in US. We have gained almost 50% market share. Our products are competitive. We have performed well. And India as a country, as a bilateral trade partner, is accepted worldwide. So definitely this entire FTA negotiation will help our country to, you know, go to the next level of attaining market share.
Understood. And sir, in terms of geography addition, which region are we targeting specifically, if at all?
So this, like when we have an FTA, say, with Australia, with UAE, definitely we develop our competitiveness well over there. So these are the targets.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, my last question is on the marketing spend. So for Q3 and 9 months, how much was it as a percentage of revenue?
So that gets reflected in our other expenses, no? So as marketing expenses, we do not count. This is our overall expenditure. We work on a cost-plus basis in made-to-order business.
Got it, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhineet Anand from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just on this FTAs, you know, Australia and UAE that has started. If you can throw some light, I mean, how big are these market and, you know, potentially how, what additions can happen on an industry level or, you know, from India level, that will, a subjective thing will work actually.
So certainly this market are huge, like, the home textile consumption is very good over there. Say, for example, Australia is equivalent to U.K., even though the population size is less, but the Manchester consumption is high. UAE, of course, is a developing country, and we are also discussing FTA with GCC countries where, you know, Pakistan is more prominent. So as somebody asked me where we can show our market share, so definitely if Pakistan is unable to supply and ensure the supply chain, we will grow in GCC and UAE countries. UK, I had already explained, like Pakistan and Bangladesh are duty free and we are not, we are paying 9.6% duty. So definitely that is an organized market where we can have a good traction. EU, of course, is the larger trade blocks, like almost the retail sales for home textile there are larger than the US. If US is 28 billion, EU is almost like $32 billion market. So, and definitely we are only 5% over there as a market share. So that will open up, you know, the whole market size to us. And as I explained, you know, Abhineet, that since we have gained a market share of almost 50% plus in USA through our efforts and through our competitiveness, why can't we gain that in EU and UK?
Yes, sir. I agree to that. So you are saying Australia is as big as UK, right?
Yeah, the Manchester consumption is very high. See, the per capita consumption, just to give you a flavor, say in the US for home textile is 24 kgs per person, whereas in India it is 6 kgs per person. So, or in say UK it is almost like 20 kgs per person. So in Australia also it is more than 20 kgs, it is 25 kgs per person. So the per capita consumption is higher and that gives us an opportunity to scale up, you know, our sales there. And since, you know, the relationship between Australia and China have also are not to the same mood as earlier, we are getting that advantage as well.
Okay, sir. Thanks for these answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Final reminder to participants to press star and one. We have a question from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
So on slide number 14, you have mentioned three tables. One of them is share in this. Just a minute.
14.
Cotton bedspread, U.S. imports of cotton bedspread, where India suppose is nearly 20%. What exactly is this compared to cotton sheets and pillows?
See, whatever is not cotton sheets and pillows is like the filled product and the unfilled product, which goes into decorating the bed and being used on the bed for use also. So like comforters, quilts, coverlets, bedspread, duvets, all that, which China is dominating today.
Okay, how have you penetrated? As Indocom, have you penetrated? Do we have our products in this segment?
Of course, we have mentioned that. That comes in the fashion bedding, utility bedding.
Okay. Sure.
I hope you are clear.
Yeah.
And see the pictures. You know, we have given some beautiful pictures. You can see that whatever like the sheets are, how you decorate the bed. Particularly in India, we do not use it. But, you know, if you see our four category of products, I'll just tell you the slide number. Just wait. This slide number 22, you see that? Pankaj is your name, no?
Yeah.
Pankaj, see slide number 22. It will give you a, you know, a picture of what products which we are like in bedspread would be. The flat, the sheet set business is basically when you go to a hotel, you see a flat sheet, a fitted sheet and two pillows. That is the sheet set. whatever you decorate on the bed or you use it to cover yourself up, so that is, you know, the bedspread and other filled products and unfilled products.
Well, sir, who all are our competitors from domestic market, I mean Indian market, who are also in this business?
So we have all the peer group, those who are present in the home textile business. They are all there in this also.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Aman Sonthalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, with lower freight rate and with lower cotton prices and better volume in the Q4, can we expect 18 to 20% margin?
See, we cannot give a number, Amanji, but certainly you see, as I mentioned, you know, these are positive, you know, happening in the marketplace. If you remember last year, we had all this adversity, whether it was raw material, whether it was supply chain, whether it was freight, whether it was transit time, whether it was
container,
you know, container availability. So COVID, so all these adversities were there. And if you see in today's context, COVID is behind us. Raw material prices have stabilized to certain extent. The freight cost has gone down. The supply chain is better. The customer's pipeline has reduced. And India is becoming more and more important for bilateral trade between developed countries. So we believe that, you know, going forward, these are all the opportunities where not only we will be able to build our competitiveness, but our overall growth, our overall margin. We have been working on cost plus, but certainly when we promote value-added product, either in fashion bedding or utility or institutional or licensed brands or through e-commerce licensed brand, certainly they will help us derive better margins.
Mm-hmm. That's true, sir. And sir, this earthquake in Turkey, whether it will impact our business in any way?
I don't think so. We are also hearing those news, which are very sad news. We are not looking at that angle anyway. And we are still reading between the lines, getting ourselves also acquainted with the loss out there. So I would not be able to comment on that.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our last question from the line of Naveen Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so this is Praveen. Sir, my question is also to, on the slide 14, which is U.S. market share from Utexa, which you have presented. Now, it seems Pakistan is gaining, you know, market share in 9 months. They have moved, gained around 4% market share in 9 months. So what does it explain? What explains this? Is it this because customers are downtrading because of inflation and going towards the lower end of the product?
No, see, the cotton prices hit almost 1 lakh rupees a candy.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an inclination towards blended products, which is polyester cotton. And once you mix polyester, you become a cheaper variety of product. Because 100% cotton is still a luxury and a higher end product as compared to a blended product. Now, Pakistan is well placed on the lower end of the market. So definitely when price tends to move up, the market tends to move lower down. So that's why, you know, they gained a little bit on to cheaper product, because the inflation has shrunk the wallet size of the consumer and they focus upon lower end of the product. So that's why Pakistan was able to gain a little bit. But also the overall Indian exports were not able to match the expectations, because India was positioned into the mid to high end. So there is a numerator denominator impact too. So once you know the overall volume and value improve, and India goes up to say almost 52 to 54% level, automatically this will, Pakistan numbers will reduce.
Okay. And sir, you know, just, you know, this is an idea because inflation is going to, you know, the Fed will go, Fed is going to increase interest rate. It seems that it's not going to stop. And so with the recession fear in mind, don't you think that we need to come up with a product range which is, you know, for say lower to medium range in mind and targeting exactly this market as the wallet share of the customer is reducing?
So certainly we keep on evaluating our product positioning and our product strategy, you know. So definitely this is a good idea, but you see, we have to see our overall positioning globally, and we are positioned into the mid to high level. So certainly we'll stick to that, but definitely we, our board and we all, you know, evaluate this position from time to time, and we'll take definitely appropriate action to see that how we can do better into all segments of the businesses.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand over the floor to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to reiterate that the company will continue to work on value-added growth. Short-term challenges may continue, but the pace of volatility is receding. With FTAs becoming operative along with lower raw material prices and freight rates, we remain confident to cater to the growing demand of our products and consequently increase our market share. We have invested in capacity additions and our market ready to capitalize on fresh business opportunities. With this, I would like to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or Strategic Growth Advisors or Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Indocount Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.